It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
You can lay me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. We're kind of giggly in here right now. You were almost the late Debbie Pennington.
Almost.
Wow, but you kind of have an alibi today.
A little bit. Can you even hear me?
I can hear you. Your volume's down there, by the way. Yeah. So, you have an alibi. So, I mean, I don't know how much this affects or when your morning hike was, but kind of lead us into the story. It's a great story.
Yeah, so got a new car, right? So driving down Lake Havasu Avenue, and I remember hitting something kind of like a rock, you know? It didn't really, it's just kind of like a thunk.
It could have been a rock.
It could, but. Well, I don't know.
Anyway,
long
story short.
I get to Sarah's park or whatever to do my hiking, go off, do my hiking, come back around, and go to get in my car, and my tire is completely flat.
Oh.
And this lovely gentleman that was sitting there was like, by the way, I'll help you change your tire if you need to. So we ended up changing my spare, putting my spare on there, because I knew I wouldn't have time to go take it in before I got here.
He must have been really nice if you call him lovely.
He was. He was a good guy.
That's pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool. Yeah, rocks can puncture tires, believe it or not.
So I thought it might have been a nail.
Try driving up to the desert bar sometime.
I thought it might have been a nail, but when we pulled the tire off, this, whatever it was, went clear through the tire. Like, it is like a big gaping hole.
Whoa. Well, hopefully it wasn't a piece of steel that's still out on the roadway or something. It wasn't in the tire?
No.
Oh, my
word. It, like,
word.
Shot through.
Whoa.
Through one end and out the other.
This is like we could entertain conspiracy theories here right now. This is pretty cool. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Tuesday, November 1st, 2022, and as Jim Russell would say, my, oh my, where has the time gone? Right?
Right.
November 1st. Crazy. So, Paul will be on vacation in a few weeks, and people will be celebrating Thanksgiving and Christmas before you know it.
Right. It's just coming so quickly around the corner, just like our luau is.
Exactly. Ooh, nice. Wow.
That's a good segue.
The queen of segue over here. Debbie Pennington is the president and CEO at River Cities United Way. I have to do that in a certain time frame, or I get a nasty gram from one of our listeners.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's... You know, everybody wants to be your producer, right?
Right.
do you need this? I have the first, I think, mock-up of the flyer. It's written all over.
You do. Actually, I don't. I mean, it's an authentic luau dinner. This year, we're really focused on raising funds for the housing, affordable housing, and for the food scarcity that's going on right now. So part of that is to give back to the food bank some of those donations so that we can help them in their efforts. We went from 40 people visiting the food bank at this time last year to 90 people a day visiting that food bank. So it's really a big problem. We're really trying to spruce this up. We've even dropped the tickets to the luau, $80 for general your base ticket getting in, and $100 for an all-inclusive so that you can enjoy the after party or the hula dance.
That's nice to know. What was it before? $100 and $150?
$140 for your base ticket.
Okay.
And $225. And, of course, we based that on some of the inflation rates that were going up on our cost as far as food and all of that other stuff. But now we're bringing it down. We want people just to come, enjoy, hang out, and give back to the community where the community needs it the most.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I have to ask, you know, being that Thanksgiving is so close to the luau mm-hmm. every year, it seems like. Yeah. I didn't even realize this. Is that the reason why it's dated where it is?
No, it just, that was the weekend that the nautical has available usually without weddings and without anything going on. So that's the only purpose of why it's on that day.
Okay, that makes sense.
But this is going to be our last luau of the year or of the season.
Oh, so, I thought you were going to say ever.
Yeah, ever.
Ever?
Yes. We're going to change it up. We're going to do something different. Yeah. There's a lot of luau's that have come out in the last couple of years and don't want people to be luau'd out.
luau'd out. I was trying to come up with one word on that, but that's interesting. You know, because you bring up a good point. Events can run their course.
They can. They can. Yeah. Well, and if lots of people start doing the same thing, then it just becomes, you know,
right,
obsolete.
Or
so
similar too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You can only go to so many luau's, so. No big deal. We'll come back. We'll hit it hard. We'll hit it strong next year with something fabulous.
So who's putting on the production this year? You have stage and lights and all that for the dancers?
Yes,
and that,
so we
right?
have high-end productions that will be there that will be doing all of the staging for everything, the lighting and the after-party show and really cool stuff this year that they're breaking out. So got some new stuff that you haven't seen. So if you haven't ever been to our luau, this will be the last year. So come out. Come enjoy it. Come experience the fun that we have. We also have the Nautical, courtesy of the Nautical, and we have Toyota Anderson, who is one of our great big sponsors.
Right.
We have Cares First, who is a sponsor. We have...
I'm not familiar
you know what? We'll
with
come.
That.
We'll come back, and That's I'll okay. have the whole list of sponsorships
yeah,
so
I'm
that
not,
I can go
I'm,
through that.
I'm not familiar with Cares First.
Cares First is our access, so our health insurance.
Okay.
So they're the ones that are out here helping to provide the... access pathways to affordable health care.
Oh, I got
so
you.
Anybody who can qualify for access insurance, this is where their niche is. They're
right.
a really big company. They're based out of Phoenix, but they're really working on the Mojave County area and the La Paz County so that we can really start getting people that those services.
Right. This is a really important time of year for United Way as well, and a really important time of year for people to reflect on their giving or their giving patterns for someone like United Way or your member charities, right?
Yes.
And is the biggest need Christmas, Thanksgiving, or just all year?
The biggest need right now is the affordable housing and the food insecurity.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the grocery prices have just doubled, if not tripled. So families are finding it hard. They go to the food bank, but they get, you know, one supplemental box per month that helps them. And that lasts maybe two days. One box.
That's it.
They can go back weekly for their vegetables and their fruits and stuff like that. But it's one box. That's a supplemental box.
Right.
How the food bank works. So
that's all. The food bank can't double their output, just like your groceries have doubled in price.
Yeah.
You know.
And they're already doubling. They're already doubling.
Oh,
and
they
so,
are.
Yeah. And there's points where they have to buy product from Smith's versus the St. Mary's because they're getting a better price cost.
Right.
Through the grocery store. So it's a lot of things are shifting and a lot of things are changing because of inflation. So we're really trying to get on the front end of that and have, you know, monetary donations for grocery cards.
Sure.
So that they could be referred to us through caseworkers or counselors from the school system, caseworkers from different organizations, all of our partner agencies we work with already.
Years ago, I had friends in the Midwest that listened to the show,
mm-hmm.
And we had the food bank on, the original food bank, mm-hmm. before it changed over and all that. And I didn't know this, but they have more power. I mean, it's always good to give food donations to the food bank, but cash is always king.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because there's a lot of the meats and the dairies and all of those prices that we have to afford that they're also giving out to them. You know, the milk and cereal. You can't just give cereal. I mean, you can give only so many
right.
of the non-perishable items, but you need to supplement it with some of the other products. I mean, it's just natural to do that.
I started buying better bread in the store. You know, if bread's going to be $3 or $4 a loaf, then I'm just going to buy the higher priced bread.
Right.
What's the point?
Get the good stuff.
Yeah, getting the right, exactly. I was going to use the you know, C word on that one, the crappy stuff. So,
well,
anyway,
and
I'm
working on a couple projects, hopefully bringing some of those quality foods back and getting them into the access of those that don't have the same access to being able to afford those items.
When they go out for grants, the food bank, mm-hmm. what are they looking at, like St. Mary's and Phoenix and that sort of thing, or is there a regional hub where they can go to?
USDA does a lot with food grants. So there's a lot of grant opportunities out there for the food bank that they can latch onto. There's a lot of businesses that are also geared towards specifically with the food insecurity.
Absolutely.
So they offer lots of grants, whether it be banks or whether it be just different sure. organizations in general.
Yeah, business.
Diamondbacks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Diamondbacks charities, uh-huh. Cardinals charities.
Yeah, they're very big on those key things. And so it's just really looking at those organizations and what their pillars are and what they really want to focus on, and then you can kind of help steer them. And I've done that a couple of times. PNC Bank reached out to me and said, hey, I have this money I need to give to somebody. It has to go to this kind of organization. And I reached out to, you know, the organization. It happened to be the domestic violence shelter. So there's lots of those opportunities that come my way, and I keep reaching out and trying to help make those connections so people can get that money coming in into their organizations.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. You want to take an early break?
Sure.
All right. Almost sounds like when you first came in that you ran here.
Well,
I know you're a runner anyway, right?
I did kind of run. I did kind of run.
And with a flat tire, sometimes you have to.
Right? I certainly didn't want to push my car.
I'm just saying. All right. So tonight, Phoenix Suns basketball. You've got the Minnesota Timberwolves in Phoenix. And that is a 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:30 pregame over on the sports station. 980 AM, 94.3, and 100.5 FM. And we're going to take a short break. Again, we're with Debbie Pennington. She's the president and CEO at River Cities United Way. Coming in at the bottom of the hour, we've got a candidate for the school board coming in. Barbara Lumpkins will be in the studio answering our questions and taking your calls. 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. Pretty sure you like this kind of music.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I like it all.
Uh-huh. Is it Uh-huh? Is that the name of the band? Right. Take On Me. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. We're recalibrating here in the studio. I've never heard that word used off the air, I don't think.
No?
No, unless I have to do some kind of satellite adjustment or something. No, I don't think I've ever in the 5 years plus of hosting Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0. Let's see, that would be seven then.
Every now and then.
I don't
everybody
think I've ever used the word calibrate.
Everybody needs
off
to
the
recalibrate
air.
Themselves.
Okay.
You know, when you get into those little funks and you're just like, you're drawn in a lot of the challenges and the
but yours tasks. Was more of an uptown funk.
Kind of. Well, it really hasn't, you know, I pay attention to how it affects me.
Right.
Like, I didn't get mad. I didn't get frustrated. Right. Thank God I had warranty on my tires, so.
Oh, awesome. There you go.
Yeah,
there's the bright side.
Easy peasy.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. We got chair dancing going over here.
Right.
Little Simon LeBon going on. Actually, the bass player's hair, that really long mullet look.
Yeah.
Yeah, right here. Long, like long.
Thank God you don't have it now.
I know, right? I guess I grew out of it.
I would tease you.
Right. So the Lake Havasu High Cheer Team is presenting Cash Bingo. This is for games, food, raffle, and cash prizes. It's on Saturday, November 5th. So that's this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Lake Havasu High School cafeteria. Must be 18 years old to play, and $20 for 20 games.
Wow.
Smoking.
Dollar per game.
Tickets will be sold at the home football games and the day of the event. for $25. So if you want more information, give Tara a call, 814-574-2169, or email havahighcheer22@gmail.com. There's another one of those havas.
Yeah.
I love that.
Go
about
cheer
this
team.
Stuff. Everybody's got to have a
Java. Yeah.
There used to be
it's pretty catchy.
Got to have a Java here.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
It was a mobile coffee truck. Got to have a Java. I love the name. And they had really good coffee, too. So, anyway, something you don't need this morning.
No.
Because you've got the Uptown Funk.
It's all about working out this morning.
Something like that. So let's go back to, we're going to talk about the sponsors.
Yeah, let me give a shout out to all the wonderful sponsors. So Unisource is always a huge contributor to United Way, and they help the community so much in so many ways. Anderson is our title sponsor. Go Anderson. Anderson always rocks it with how much they help the community. Lynn's Little China, Cares First. Lynn's Little China is in everything, too.
Love those guys.
They are always providing food. They're always doing so much for this community. Cares First, they're getting back out there in our community, so they're starting to do a lot more to help us pick up the pace on that. They're also helping with the resource center that's coming. And Dot Foods is our number one campaign right at the moment. They have done an excellent job.
Really?
So they're also sponsoring this event. London Bridge Resort has sponsored our event. We have PNC Bank, North Country Healthcare, and Springburg McAndrew, JCPenney's, and Just for Fun Power Sports and BBB have all sponsored our event this year. So we want to give a big shout out and a big thank you, because without you guys, this event wouldn't be made possible, and it's going to be one heck of an event this time.
You bring up a really good point with Dot Foods. This is not all about Lake Havasu City, right?
No.
Dot Foods is in Bullhead.
Right.
Right.
So
this is about River Cities, is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
River Cities United Way.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people just think Havasu, you know, and this is more about the entire tri-state.
And that's the misconception sometimes. Mm-hmm. So people think that when they come to our event in Havasu that it's going to go to other places, but it doesn't. All the money that is raised in each community stays in each community. But the other piece of it is the bigger collaboration. So not only did Dot Foods partner with me with this the Luau, mm-hmm. and being our number one campaign, but they've also gone out and partnered with delivering items to the food banks that need it the most. So they send out a little list for mm-hmm. them to pick and choose what items they need, and then Dot Foods delivers them for free. So it's a lot of good collaboration and working together. There's more than enough to go around, and if I can just help spread the wealth and start kind of figuring out those niches of how to help each one of the organizations, that's what I'm going to try to do.
Is it niche? I guess my ancestors would say niche.
Well, like Havasu Community Health Foundation, they're all about health.
And I thought it was niche, but that's fine.
However
they want to say it.
Niche.
Tomato, tomato, right?
Yeah, I've always heard it as niche.
I've never heard tomato, though.
No.
Anyway, are you expecting a lot of people at the Luau?
I hope to have a lot of people at the Luau, yes.
Usually you do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Usually we're sold out.
Oh, excellent.
Usually we're sold out.
Excellent. Okay, what's the date again?
November 12th.
Okay, so you have a little bit of time, folks, to get your tickets. You know they're going to wait till the last minute, right?
Yeah. That's
a Havasu tradition, too.
That's why I'm putting them on sale right now. So they could go to our havasuluau.com, and they can purchase tickets there. Easy peasy. They can call us up on the phone at 928-855-6333. And anyone who answers the phone will be able to take ticket sales and help you out with that. You can buy them at the door, too, when you come for the entry. It's going to be at the terrace at the nautical, so right behind the registration that you would pull up to at the nautical.
So that's the number I should be putting in my cell phone instead of all the other numbers, right? The 855-6333, because I couldn't get you on the other ones. Just saying.
Well, then we just need to give you my cell phone so that
I called that one too. So, not a big deal. You have an alibi today, so not a big. And you weren't late. You were not the late Debbie Pennington. So there you go. You don't have a missed call?
I do not. So we're going to have to see what number you have.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you probably might have my old one.
Oh, okay. You're
maybe.
hiding from something, right?
No.
I'm just kidding.
That was unintentional. The poor sap that got my number.
So the tickets, again, if you join us late for the Luau, have gone down in price.
Yep. So $80 for a base ticket and $100 for all inclusive.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
that is crazy. But this is our last luau, so right. We decided, you know, hey.
Is that like a last hurrah?
It is a last hurrah.
The
and
last
we kind
luau.
Of just, you know, thought about this over the last couple of weeks, you know, because there's been a lot of luaus going on, and still more that are, like, starting to happen. So I don't want people to be luaued out.
Well,
so,
top of mind awareness for me when it comes to luau is this one. So that's strange. I haven't heard of all the other luaus.
Yeah, there's been.
But
there's
I don't
been
get
quite
out
a,
much.
Yeah.
And when I do, it's, you know, I only see the stage. They don't let me off of the stage or anything like that. So
it's not a big deal. I just, I mean, you can only go to so many luaus before, you know.
Exactly.
And we can come back. We can revisit it, you know, in a couple of years from now and bring it back. But that's the beauty of it, right?
And then this is at the Nautical, correct?
This is at the Nautical.
Okay, on the island, if you're outside of Lake Havasu City, just come in, act like you're going, just go over to London Bridge.
Yeah.
Keep going and follow the signs to the Nautical.
Yeah.
Simple. Simple Simon.
Yep.
All right, anything else going on in United Way land?
We're gearing up for VITA, so anybody who is looking to volunteer that wants to utilize just a few hours of their time a week, it's not very difficult. We do kind of drop off taxes, so it's easy to come and pick up some of the taxes, do them at home, and then bring them back to us. We have a great program. We teach you how to do it. It's super simple. It's easy. And the sooner we can get people trained within the month of November and December, we can start rolling it out February, the very first week of February.
Speaking of super simple, I had somebody, we played a little game when you were on the show. Mm-hmm. I think it was the last time you were on the show.
Yeah.
And we played a little game. One of our sponsors gave me like a meow challenge. You know, I'm sure you've seen Super Troopers where the guy stops the car and he's challenged to use the word meow in a sentence, right?
Yeah.
Like 9 times.
Right.
And he does it, you know, pulling over this driver. So it was the sponsor's name, and the sponsor ended up giving me $100. I said, well, I can't keep this, so I gave it to United Way because you were on the show that day.
That was fun.
But I found out how easy it was to donate cash to United Way.
Super easy.
Right.
Super easy. Whether it's text message or you can do it through the Facebook post, you can do it on our website.
You can walk it in, though.
Yeah, you can call us.
I just wanted to give it to you, and you said, don't give it to me.
The beauty of that is, though, is that anybody who donates to our organization, it's a tax write-off. So, again, when we bring it back to taxes, it's a simple way to keep your tax dollars here locally. And you can donate to our tax credit and to the school tax credit. You can double it up if you owe a lot more money.
Right.
Those kinds of things. So there's a lot of beauty in that. So if you owe money, you get that money back. If you get a refund, you get more of a refund back.
Who's the lady that I gave the money to?
Carol.
That's what I was trying
director.
To do is a shout out. You kind of missed the whole.
Carol is amazing. She will take that money, and she makes sure you get all the stuff that you need.
Got to mention Carol. Got to mention Ashley.
Oh, and Ashley rocks.
Yeah.
And Debbie. Debbie's the other one, too.
That's you.
The other Debbie.
Oh, there's another Debbie.
Debbie number 2.
Is that little Debbie?
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show, Debbie.
Thank you, hon.
All right. That's Debbie Pennington. She's the president and CEO of River Cities United Way. We have Barbara Lumpkins on deck, and she is running for the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board.
Hope to see you all at the luau.
Yes.
You too, Paul.
November 12th.
November
I'm actually 12th. Playing that night at the Desert Tromp. For the Boys and Girls Club out in the middle of the desert.
Oh, I love, see, that's our, another organization we support.
It's our big, it's a big, yeah, out in the middle of the desert, we actually bring 2 generators, lights, it's
very cool, it's their, desert something.
Yeah, Desert Tromp.
Yeah,
T-R-O-M-P.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy. We have Barbara Lumpkins in the studio. She's running for the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Just a conversation. Everybody out there is just listening, and it's just between, you know, you and I. So there you go.
Perfect.
It's all about information, right?
All right.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College. My favorite word, differentiated by an apostrophe and used twice. Do you know what that is? Herbs, herbs.
Herbs, herbs.
Yeah. SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lakewood team leader, Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And don't forget to shop local, because small business is kind of a big deal. And you'll also want to check out the archives at KNTRTalk.com, and we stream live there as well. And our archives are also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And there's a business card right here, Barbara. If you take that, on the back of the card is the address for the streaming and the archives. So all the guests could take a card when they come in. That way they can listen to their interview, critique themselves for when they come back on, right? Exactly. All right, Little White Snake, and I want to tell you about our election night coverage that we'll have here on KNTR Talk. That'll start at 8 and run until 10. Brandon Bowers from the Herald, the Lake Havasu City Herald, or the Today's News Herald, will be here in the studio with me. We'll reach out to Bill McMillan from the Mojave Daily News. We'll have reports coming in from Roger Galloway at the election headquarters. And Steve Greeley will be at Nico's Pub and Grill for their big party. I'm sure you're very familiar with that.
I'm going.
You're going?
Yeah, I'm going.
I can't. Yeah. I got a show to host. But we'll coordinate all that, and we'll have a really great broadcast. I have a feeling it's going to be a really good one, and a really probably a very good night for Republicans.
I hope so.
If people get out there and they don't believe that it's all in the bag, right?
Right. They better go out and vote. Get out there and vote.
Right, exactly. I vote on Election Day. That's what I do. I don't know about you.
Well, I used to, but...
Did you vote early already?
I already voted. It was easy for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, folks, Blake Masters will be in town. He should be touching down right now. Actually, it was at 11:36 was his expected arrival with the plane from Phoenix. And we were going to have him on the show live by phone, but it was just too close with all, you know, with the air transportation and that. So we're planning on Blake Masters calling in on Friday. Hopefully, if he doesn't take a trip to the border on Friday, he'll be calling into the show when Sam Scarmardo's on the show. So we'll have Sam and Blake Masters all at one time. So there you go.
There you go.
So you're running for school board.
Yes.
Why are you running for school board?
I'm running for school board because I started hearing some of the things that were going on, mostly in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is, that's where my husband's from. And I got very concerned about what was happening in the school boards and about the parents not letting, having their voices being heard. And I felt it was really important that the parents get their voices heard and their kids get the education that the parents want their kids to have, and not so much just by what's dictated through the educational boards. I mean, you know,
through the unions. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, in the state superintendent of public instruction. Sure, I understand.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in Havasu?
I've actually lived here for 5 years. We were snowbirds, mostly from October to May, just missing the really hot season while we were living in we had a fifth wheel that we were traveling around in at the time and had residence in Colorado. And then we bought a house here about 5 years ago, and I just love this community. I love the people. I love the lake. It's a wonderful place to live. And everybody's been great to us.
Interesting. What are the issues you are running on? What do you want to get done? What do you want to see as your pet project if you're elected to the school board?
Well, my pet project is I want to be the voice for the parents. That's what I really want to be. And I want to see that the parents get more involved. From what I'm understanding and what I've seen online, that parents don't really show up at the board meetings and don't speak up for their kids and what they think about the their education. So, you know, I want to be that voice for them.
What is your background, your educational background, and your chosen profession?
Well, I was in corporate America for a long time. And then I quit corporate America.
Hold on. That's kind of a broad
statement. Oh, okay.
What did
so
you actually
I,
do?
I worked for State Farm Insurance. Oh. I was in auto claims. And so that's what I did. I didn't like bosses. I wanted to be my own boss. So I started my own business. So, and that worked out really well for the first 15 years. And then we decided to move around and we started buying houses and rehabbing houses and got into construction and absolutely love that. My husband's a general contractor here in Havasu, and so I work with him. But I just felt like I talked to a lot of people and found out, you know, what they thought about me running for school board, and they were all very positive, and, you know, they just said, yeah, you should go for it. So here I am. I'm running a grassroots campaign, and everything's working out really well for myself, I believe. And I've had a lot of backing from all kinds of groups here in Lake Havasu City. So I'm really happy, and I think we're doing really well.
Right. Again, we're talking to Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board candidate Barbara Lumpkins. If you have a question, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And I read that you're an actuary, which is fascinating to me. I know what an actuary is, but explain to our audience what an actuary is.
It's risk management. So when I was working for State Farm, you know, they wanted us to know what the risk management was for, like, auto claims and for homeowners and for different claims like that. So, like, you know, what the risk management and the cost per seasons were going to be for, like, hurricane seasons or tornadoes or, you know, hail seasons. I'm from Colorado. We had a lot of hail there. You know, so that was on homeowners and auto. And so, you know, we had to go through. There's a lot of math involved, but you know, it was very interesting, and so that's...
It really is interesting when you think about it. You're talking about the calculated risk of a certain disaster or event.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a liability, financial liability to State Farm. I just think actuaries, it's a very fascinating profession.
Yes.
You know?
It would have been.
Right. Have you ever been to a school board meeting here in Lake Havasu?
I have. I've been to several school board meetings here in Lake Havasu, and I've learned quite a bit about, you know, they changed a lot of the positions from before August 31st. They had a special board meeting, and they changed a lot of their positions. They rewrote a lot of policies, and those went into effect on September 22nd. And from what I can see, our school, the policies are very straightforward. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they're hiding anything from us. And I'm really proud of the work that they've done. I think it's really good. And I believe that, you know, we can work really well together.
Right.
And I just, you know, like I said, I just want to be a voice for the parents. Since they're not going to the meetings as much as I would wish that they would, mm-hmm. that I'm going to encourage them.
Oh, there you go. We have a phone call. You ready to take a caller?
Sure.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, Paul and Barbara. Hi, this is Wayne. How are you?
I had a feeling this call was coming. Wayne, how are you?
Good. Hey, I'm pretty happy with our school system here, but I read something in the paper, I think it was last Thursday, where they had the editorial and they were really knocking the school on the dress code. And I wanted to know where you stood on that before I tell you how I feel.
In what way, Wayne?
Well, the paper said that they actually said it was dumb and that there shouldn't be a dress code basically and the kids should be able to wear any kind of jackets and any kind of t-shirts and holy jeans and whatever and instead of wearing the, you know, the dedicated
uniform top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The shirts and only certain jackets allowed. And I just wanted to know your take on that. Cause I, I, uh, I experienced that. I grew up in the south side of Chicago, a long time since I've been in school, but they dropped our dress code when I was in high school, and there was a noticeable difference in attitude and behavior as a kid. I mean, it started, you know, people were starting to wear gang emblems and just coming to, you know, you come into school sloppy and you're going to have a bad attitude. And,
yeah. And, Wayne went to school when they wore dungarees.
Now you got to wear a bulletproof vest over there.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'd like to know what your feeling is on that.
Oh, you mean in Chicago? I get your point. All right.
Not here. Yeah.
Right. Go ahead, Barbara.
I want to know how you felt about the dress code.
I don't have a problem with the dress code at all. I mean, everybody knows what they're going to be wearing, and they're going to dress respectfully, and it won't be a distraction to the other students because they all know what everybody's wearing, and so I don't have a problem with it. I've heard that in the wintertime that they have a problem with being able to wear coats and stuff, which I think that they should be allowed to wear coats or else give them the sweatshirts that they need to keep them warm. But, you know, it's not a distraction from what they're learning in class. Mm-hmm. And so as far as that goes, I'm for it.
The coats are probably to ward against concealment of a weapon of some sort. So I do understand that. But so what I'm getting, Wayne, from Barbara is that do you have a problem with restrictions coming off that the current restrictions to the dress code?
I think the dress code's a good thing for many reasons. Like you said, it's not a distraction. It's a form of discipline. I mean, you have to follow rules because they're rules, and sometimes we have rules that we don't like, but that's the real world.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. No, I go along with you completely. It's a great way for the kids to learn discipline and respect for others, and in that way, you know, them showing that they will go along with wearing the clothes that they're expected to at school. And after school, whatever they want to do, that's fine, you know.
Exactly.
So.
That's what we are, unified.
Right. Any other questions, Wayne?
No, I just was hoping you went along with that. Thank you for the time.
All right. Thank you. Always appreciate our callers. They make this talk radio, not just listen radio. That's how I look at it. So the petition process, actually pulling your petitions, getting the signatures to get on the ballot, that sort of thing, going door to door, talking to people. What are their main concerns?
Well, I had a lot of questions about what I thought of CRT.
That's critical race theory.
Yes.
Right.
And, you know, about the different subjects as far as gender ideology and stuff like that. You know, and my stance on that is that these kids are going to school to learn how to read, write, do arithmetic, learn history, social studies, all of these subjects, and to deviate from them at all, I think is a disservice to the students. And we really need to catch up our kids and make sure that they're reading and writing and stuff at school grade levels. Mm-hmm. And if they are behind, we need to catch them up. And if we can use the funds from the COVID funds that are left over, that would be a wonderful way of using those funds and catching our students up to grade level or above. So that's just, I believe in academics.
How do you propose we achieve higher test scores?
Tutoring, just being on track and teaching the subject at hand and making sure that the kids that are doing better get into, you know, a class that's with other students of that grade level or that testing level, and that we spend extra time with our kids that are at lower levels and bring them up. Because if you don't know how to read, by the time you're in third grade, any classroom activities that you do after that, moving forward up into the 12th grade, you're going to have a total disadvantage, and it's not fair to kids to push them forward without being able to read.
That's a really good point. When Jeb Bush was governor of Florida, he instituted the FCAT test, and if you couldn't read at grade level by grade three, then you repeated that grade.
Right.
Until you could pass that test, from what I understand.
Right.
And their reading scores were up near the top in the nation.
Right.
You know, after that. I mean, the entire state, all grades.
Right.
They were near the top in everything after the FCAT. They went from the bottom to the top. So, yeah,
right.
You're absolutely right on that. So what do you think the Lake Havasu Unified School District is doing right?
Well, from what I saw, all of their policies were good, straightforward education, not teaching anything that deviated from that education. And so I feel that that's right. They're doing a lot for, playgrounds and keeping the kids so that they are able to get outside and get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need a break every once in a while. And they're looking after these kids and making sure that they study, that they learn, and then they get a break. And then they go back and you know, repeat and wash. And, you know,
right.
That works.
What do you think the district is doing wrong or could improve on?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that because I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't been around enough, and
right.
So I don't want to step on anybody's feet when I'm not so knowledgeable on what it is that's going wrong and why it's going wrong. So I'd rather keep my tongue on that and just wait until I get onto the board, and then I can figure those things out with everybody else.
So besides KNTR Talk and this show, where else have you been spreading the message to vote for Barbara Lumpkins?
There's been meetings at the Aquatic Center. There's been big meetings. There's been veteran meetings. There's been the Republican men's and women's meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I go out on the street and I talk to people. I go to soccer fields and I talk to parents. I go out on the street and, like we've gone to the concerts in the park and I've talked to people and told them who I was. They tell me what they like, what they don't like, and I listen, I take it in, and, you know, they know me for, you know, by who I am from seeing me, and I was at the parade the other day, and I met a lot of people that were just really happy to see me, and that were happy with where the campaign's going. A lot of people said they've already voted for me, so, you know, I'm happy.
And you didn't have to run as a write-in.
No, I didn't.
No, you are actually on the ballot.
Right. Well, you know what? I take really good care of doing my petitions.
Mm-hmm.
I did almost every one of my signatures. Out of 222, I got 276 just to make sure that everything was
cool.
And so I got on, and we're going from there. I'm going to fight until whatever time the polls close.
How do you feel about overrides, property tax overrides, like the one that's sunsetting on the district right now?
I don't really know
what
you mean by that.
You're unfamiliar with that. It's an extra revenue stream for the district. So that's how they built the football stadium and the baseball field and other improvements within the district were from a property tax override that was passed in 2016.
Right. Well, you know what? So far, they've used the money that I've seen for really good things.
Mm-hmm.
Because the high school is beautiful. It's, you know, that's first class. So.
Yeah, it was very much needed. So,
yes.
Anything else you want to mention before we end the interview and I'll let people know who Barbara Lumpkins is and what she stands for?
Well, you know, I'm going to be at the Blake Masters thing. We're going to go early, and if you'd like to come down and meet me and ask me any questions, you know, I'll be available. I have a website out there, BarbaraLumpkins.com, on Snapchat, Facebook. If you have any questions, send them to me. I'll send you back answers. I'll be as open and transparent as I can be.
Right. And she likes rock and roll. Good old 80s rock and roll. You got to love that, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, don't forget, folks, early voting ends After what, 4 o'clock this Friday, the voting place here at the library, the polling place, is open till 4. I thought it was open till 5. It's actually open till 4 on Friday. And then Election Day, of course, on Tuesday. Barbara, good luck in the election.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll return with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Something from the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Great show today. Thank you very much for listening. And you'll want to join us tomorrow for the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. We're going to talk about that Procrastinator's Day at the museum. Other than that, not really sure what Dan has in store for us, but we'll sure find out tomorrow. All right. Join us after the news and a short break. We've got Sean Hannity. Everything Sean Hannity, including his dojo, martial arts, and Karate Man himself, will be on after news and a short break. Stay with us on KNTR Talk 106.7 and 106.3, the voice of the free.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.